Hello, Marco Werman here, host of the daily public radio news program, The World. Each week on the show, we feature really cool music from all over the globe. And every Friday, we share it here with you on our Global Hit podcast. This story touches on two things that have kept me balanced as of late, music and dogs. It's a story about the music that dogs appreciate. I'm into this because, yeah, I have a dog. And if I want my dog to continue being a source of chill vibes for me, I want him to be as chill as possible.
Music is beneficial because it acts as a distractor. So if there is something that's maybe upsetting them in their environment, by having that music changing in the background, it kind of takes the distraction away from that.
That's Gilly Mendez Ferreira. She's with the SSPCA, the Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
And certainly in our animal rescue and rehoming centres, obviously you've got dogs coming in every day. There'll be a new dog coming into that environment. That's quite a scary environment to come into if you have been taken from a household or what have you, and then you're faced with a lot of dogs barking at you either side and so on. But again, this is why it's so important that we try and do something in the environment to kind of decrease that stress levels, and music seems to be the way to go.
Not just any music, though. The SSPCA and the University of Glasgow teamed up to conduct an experiment. They wanted to find out how dogs react to different types of music.
Well, interestingly, we found that the dogs weren't as keen on the pop and weren't as keen on Motown.
What? Shake Me, Wake Me, Bernadette, Standing in the Shadows of Love. How can dogs not like the Four Tops? Anyway, heavy metal was also a no-no. Bottom line, says Gilly Mendez Ferreira, seems the pooches prefer soft rock and reggae.
Pups like the sort of that rhythmic heartbeat because it reminds them of snuggling up with mum.
This next tune that may seem tailor-made for the tough times we're living through, the track is called Boom Ash. It's one musician's attempt to help us all live a little bit better. At least that's what DJ Panko from Barcelona tells us.
We are living in a very difficult time, I think, and the world is coming smaller, so we have to, in a way, to create a more global thing and understanding, not only into music, because this is very easy, we have it very easy, but into political and into conscience, that if we don't do something fast, this ball we live in is going to blow, and it's going to be a weird place to live. I wish I could have more weapons in the way of to change all these problems in this world, but our weapon is music. And it's a weapon that goes to the heart of soul of the people. And that's what we need, because people is so much trouble, so much things going on that needs music and music more and more.
From Barcelona, that's DJ Panko telling us about his song, Boom Ash. We're going to let Miami-based Latin rockers Locos por Juana put the raps on today's show with the title song from their latest album, Caribe. Just a little more proof that Miami is the gravitational center of the Caribbean. You've been listening to the world's Global Hit podcast. To find out more about our program and other news and culture features, head over to PRI.org. I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.